Some certainly are. There is a very interesting example of a woman named Ruth Lamb, who was active in the Women's Political Union, I think, in the 1910s. She writes these really sort of sleazy, this is my editorial comment here, sleazy ads for everything from face whiteners to diet drugs, you know, that sort of thing, through the 20s. And then sort of has this complete change of heart. I mean, she is disheartened by what she is doing. And in the early 30s, she joins the Food and Drug Administration and becomes one of the most vocal opponents of misleading advertising. And she helps to develop an exhibit, a poster exhibit that was known as was called the American Chamber of Horrors. You can read this book. She actually wrote a full-length book coming out of this exhibit, which showed the effects of, for example, mascara that had aniline dyes and that could blind you if you used them. And so she, after spending all of this time kind of struggling with herself over what she did, she just abandoned advertising entirely. You know, I've talked to a certain number of beauty writers, you know, women who write for beauty magazines now, beauty editors of magazines, and they're conflicted. They're often very conflicted about what they do, and they somehow hold, I mean, I guess all of us in some way or another hold contradictions within ourselves. They do a lot of juggling of contradictions. Not all of them. Some are true believers, but many of them see what they are doing as a kind of almost a performance, or, you know, there's this public version of themselves as beauty editors, and then there's this, you know, which masks or flattens a more complicated sensibility. So I think that that's been a problem for women in these mass consumer industries all along.